Now, while you're thinking about that, it's time for a little quiz for our panellists who are here. So they've been answering your questions. Now we've got some specific questions for them. We're going to put them into two teams. Team one is going to be Christina and John, and team two will be Lee and Stephen. And basically, it's in three rounds, and you can confer, and we'll give you a bing or a bong, depending upon whether or not you get the answer right. And the team with the most points is going to get a prize beyond price. It's the Naked Scientist Big Brain of the Week award, is what you get if you get the answer to this. OK, so here we go. Christina and John, what does the moon smell like? I'll give you three choices. You can have...
I know the answer.
Oh, you know the answer. Do you want to try it? Go on then. What were you going to speculate?
Read them out first, but I think I know.
I won't hold it against
It'll
you.
It'll be embarrassing if I get it wrong.
What were you going to say?
Gunpowder?
I had raw eggs, gunpowder and cheese, so I think that's a bing for you
guys.
Plus one to John and Christina, off to a flying start. Right, question two. This is for Lee and Stephen. Which fruit can give you contact dermatitis? Which fruit will give you contact dermatitis? Pomegranates, watermelons or mangoes? What do you think?
It would be a wild guess for me, I'm afraid. Let's go with pomegranates, yeah.
I'm afraid it's not. The mango. The skin of a mango has got chemicals which are very similar to urushiol, I'm told, which is the same chemical.
Not my mango.
It causes. The same chemical in poison ivy that our American listeners are going to be very familiar with. Poison ivy causes the contact dermatitis that's photoactivated in the skin. So that's null point for you, I'm afraid, on that one.
Well,
so
we've learned something at least.
Team one are in the lead at the moment with 1 point. Round two, there's plenty of opportunity to redeem yourselves, you two. Round two. Round two is called It's What's Inside That Counts. Okay, so Christina and John, question is, carrots help you see in the dark. Is this science fact or science fiction?
I think it's a fiction.
I think it's a trick question.
Because of the war, they wanted people to eat carrots.
So I think it's true, but I think it's a trick question, because I think it's... Should we say true? Do you want to say true?
I was going to say fiction.
Okay.
Because I thought it was during the war.
I answered the last one, so let's go with fiction. Yeah, let's do it, because that's what I'm saying. I think it's a trick question. Yeah.
So I think it's a fiction, because there were lots of carrots around. People were trying to encourage people to eat them, and to eat them. They said you'd be able to see in the dark, but in fact, I don't think the carotene gives that property.
So is it right or is it wrong? The answer is...
false.
D-force, vitamin A. It's good for your vision in general, but it does nothing for night vision. Actually, you're quite right about the war connection. It was a myth promulgated during the war. Actually, they wanted to argue that the reason our fighter pilots were so good was nothing to do with radar, which was the reason they could see so far. It was, they said, they ate lots of carrots so they could see in the dark and see very well. Well done. 2 points so far to team one. Lee and Stephen, humans are the only primates with chins. Is this science fact or science fiction?
That doesn't sound true. I think there must be loads of primates with chins, i.e. lower jaws.
Yeah, I would go with that.
So that sounds false.
They're saying false. Have they got the marks? I'm afraid it's not looking good for you two today. It's not true. No, humans are the only primates, possibly the only animals with a chin. A chin's more than just the bottom bit of your face. It's also a bit where the skull protrudes out before it comes back into your lips. Now, all other primates actually have jaws that sweep away from the lips. Quite funny, because our early human ancestors did not have chins. Oh, okay. And I did an interview with a gentleman who was working in Norfolk, because there were some early human ancestors that would come up and have holidays in Norfolk, because Norfolk used to enjoy a Mediterranean-type climate some 750,000 years ago. And this guy described these people as quite small brains. Obviously, they'd come for the warm weather, and they had no chin. And when this was broadcast in Australia, the presenter there said, see, the British aristocracy obviously goes back a lot further than we used to.
Now, Chris, I come from Suffolk, and I could make some comments about people in Norfolk, but I won't.
Should we do round three anyway?
So
we've got to give you the chance to get off rock bottom.
Can we get a bonus?
Round three, tech yes or tech no? Does this technology actually exist, is the question we're asking. Christina and John, question for you. A toaster that prints your face on the bread you put into it. Tech yes or tech no?
How would that be possible? What
I
do you think?
I have no idea.
Should we say yes because we said no last time?
I think so, and it's so outlandish that I think we should go for it.
Yeah, it sounds too bizarre to not be true.
So is it tech yes or tech no? They're going tech yes.
We are.
Yes!
Yep, there's a company and they're called Burnt Impressions, and they will make a custom stencil for you so you can toast your face on slices of bread that you have at
home.
Is that
our
prize? I'm
going to
buy one of those.
I know the file format they have for that, so I could have answered that. Fair.
So Lee's feeling hard done by. See if you can improve on this one then, Lee. A belt that releases airbags when you fall over. Is that a tech yes or a tech no? A belt that on the unfortunate occasion you fall over...
Sounds
rescues
ludicrous.
You with an airbag.
No idea, it's ludicrous.
Tech yes.
Let's
or tech
go yes.
Is it tech yes? They're saying tech yes.
Hey.
Yes, you actually scored a point from Walter. Yes, it is a tech yes. Hip Air make a wearable belt. It detects when a person is falling over and deploys two airbags on each hip. The idea, actually, it's mainly for older people because, of course, falls are a serious issue for them, and hip fractures cause enormous numbers of ill health and actually mortality, especially in wintertime in older people. So it's very important. So you did get a point eventually. That's absolutely brilliant. But unfortunately, you didn't win. So our winners this week with the Naked Scientist, Big Brains of the Week, is John and Christina. Very well done.
Thank you.
Give yourself a big round of applause. And I think Lee is the loser. You and Stephen should give them an applause as well.
We will.
Well, we will.